because you can handle the truth.
Good evening, wherever you be in the world. I want to honor the veterans, obviously. We wouldn't be here if we didn't have vets, people that would fought and died for our country. Seems like that's not the thing to do anymore. We even want to get rid of the national anthem because the NAACP, a bunch of criminals down there, think there's something always racist. Everything is racist. God, oh, frickin' mighty. You know, I'm so fed up with this. These NAACP, if they don't like our damn country, go back to Zimbabwe. Mugabe is looking for people over there to kill whites. Great place to go. I've had it with this nonsense. These people that don't appreciate our country and all the blessings we have over here, it's just everything is racist. And what they're doing down there to that senator down there in Alabama, just making up crap what it is. But those people in Alabama aren't falling for it, thank goodness. I tell you, it is, this deep state is like the entrance to hell. It's liars and thieves on the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party is total toast, and most of the Republicans. Terrible place, situation we find here. But we got fight. That's what we're doing. We're after truth. Well, I'm going to be going into something that is amazing. I just got back here from breakfast and spent about 45 minutes looking this up. This is going to rattle cages all across everybody listening. This has an effect on them listening. And you're not going to believe it. This is shocking. Now, it was brought up by somebody on my show last week. Somebody called in. And I went and checked it out. And I'd found it in 2008 and 2009 because I started to download it. And I didn't know what to do with it back then. Oh, I definitely know what to do with it today. Just got to say, this stuff is so shocking. You just can't believe the con that they have pulled on Americans. on the citizens of the several states, all under the guise of the citizen of the United States. Hoo-ha. Something they're not even supposed to be doing, but they keep getting us to sign up for it for all these benefits. Well, I'm going to start down through the what this is about. And basically what this does is, which is what we found. See, the thing we find out when we keep pushing the envelope, in Richard Rappert's case, the judge up there said that the term definitions in Title 26 basically don't have any relevance. Do you know what? She's right. Subtitle A, B, C, D, or E, it is irrelevant, basically. Why would that, how could that be so? Well, that's where we're supposed to go for individual income taxes. See, they mix this stuff up and muddle it up, so it's really difficult to understand what the hell the game is. It's like taking a book and taking the chapters and paragraphs out and putting a little over here and a little over here and a little over there, and oh, God, pretty soon you say, what the hell, how the hell do I read a book if it's not in order? Well, this is amazing. It is shocking. And I tell you what, I put in my first Freedom of Information thing over here at the Matsu Bureau on this, and I'm going to have to revise it, but I'm also going to go back to, I've not been into FOIA, so I'm going to have to look at the official way to do a federal FOIAs. But we're going to get to this thing. Like I say, I don't know what to say anymore. It shocks the conscience of how far out these guys, these, quote, senators and representatives have sold us out. And everybody's in on it. And what's amazing, some of these people have to know. There's no way for this not to be happening. This was found in 31 CFR, that's the Code of Federal Regulations. And it starts with 215.1. And let's see, it goes all the way through to, how far does that thing go down here? 215. Let's see here, it goes down to 10. 215.11. So 2131 CFR 215.1 all the way through 11. What is this about? Like I say, this is just shocking. This is going to blow Richard Rappert's case wide open, because he's being prosecuted for not filing a return for state income taxes. Now, of course, the obvious question is, how can I file a return? That means something preceded being having something returned, right? Can't have a return unless something else initiated to have that thing to return. Not real hard to figure that one out. Well, of course, it's the old W-4, or it's the presumption that they want. Or they've conned us. You see, we go looking in Title 26, which I'm quite familiar with, and even a little bit of 27, but it's all Title 26. But guess what I found? It was brought up last week. Like I say, this party called in, and I was just, I check all things out, you know, to see the validity. And this is right on point. This is a killer. Everybody listening is being screwed by this nonsense. This is in 31 CFR 215.1, scope of part. This part relates to agreements between the Secretary of the Treasury and the states, including the District of Columbia. Now, first of all, any agreement that has to do with, quote, states, that includes the District of Columbia, though they are not talking about the several states, because the District of Columbia is under the plenary power of Congress. The several states are not. So this state that they're talking about is something else, which is what they've done is they've got us all to sign up to be citizens of the United States. So we don't want to exercise our elective franchise as citizens of one of the several states, being a citizen of Texas or a citizen of Minnesota or a citizen of New York or North Carolina. We want to be a citizen of the United States, just like they are in the District of Columbia. Isn't that sweet, our deal? So, okay. So let me start again. So this part relates to agreements between the Secretary of the Treasury and the states, including the District of Columbia, cities or counties, for withholding of state, county, income, and employment taxes. Really? State, county, city, and county income and employment taxes from the they use the word compensation. Now, this is, by the way, is the thing they use for 1099s too, which is not defined. From the compensation of civilian federal employees, or for the withholding of state income taxes from the compensation of the members of the armed forces. Well, it doesn't sound too bad so far. So it's just state income taxes for federales, right? Subpart A contains the general information and definition. Subpart B describes the procedures for the agreement for the withholding of state, county, and then kind of blah, blah, blah. Subpart C is the withholding agreement for the secretary shall enter into with the state, city, or county which qualifies to have this tax withheld. Doesn't sound too bad. It's all federal stuff, right? Well, now, for all federal civilian employees, I wonder how that's going to work. Agency, so we got to go to the next one here, means the executive agencies and military departments, yada, yada, yada. And the United States Postal Service, which, by the way, is what's called an external establishment, sits outside the government, like the FAA and all these other ones. They're not part of our government at all. They sit outside. City means any unit of a local government which is classified as a municipality by the United States Bureau of Census. Really? So that's how they snag cities. A town or township determination made by the Secretary of the Treasury. And possesses powers and performs functions comparable to the municipalities. Or is closely settled, and on and on and on we go. And then they go within the political boundaries of 500 and more persons regularly employed by agencies of the federal government. City means yada, yada, yada. Collection is provided by imposing on employers generally the duty of withholding sums from the pay of employees and making returns of the sum to the designated city officer, department, or instrumentality. The duty to withhold generally is imposed upon the payment of compensation earned within the jurisdiction of a city in case of employees whose regular place of employment is within such jurisdiction, whether the tax is described as, isn't this just a sweetheart deal now, whether the tax is described as income, wage, payroll, earnings, occupational license, or otherwise is immaterial. So the definitions in Title 26, where you have, you can't have deficiencies, notice a deficiency on a Subtitle C, wages, it doesn't make any difference, see, because there's a contract. Now, did they tell us this? There's some type of an agreement that nobody knows about, to where these guys are going to participate in making money. Isn't that amazing? Compensation is applied to employees of an agency and members of the federal arms, means wages defined in 26 U.S.C. 3401A and regulations. See, that's where it goes, ties into 6331, which is all federal folks. But otherwise, it doesn't have any bearing. County is any unit of the local general government which is classified as a county by the Bureau of Census and within the political boundaries of which 500 or more persons are regularly employed by all agencies of the federal government. Sounds real innocuous, like it's all going to be federal folks so far. And then they go in the same thing. the same thing for scouting thing is means any form of tax under a city ordinance. So all of these folks are getting this tax by agreements with the Secretary of the Treasury. And it looks like it's just around and it gets to the just the federal folks. But, of course, we know that's not different, isn't it? This is their state income tax nonsense. And we know that they're in trouble because also it says state means a state, territory, possession, or commonwealth of the United States or the District of Columbia. State income tax means any form of tax for which under a state statute. Oops, whoops. Collection is provided by imposing on employers generally the duty of withholding sums from the compensation of employees or making returns for such sums to the state and granting to employers general authority to withhold sums from the compensation of its employees if any employee voluntarily elects to have such sums withheld. What the frickin' hell do you think? You think everybody is volunteering for this nonsense? There it is. If any employee voluntarily elects. So they hoodwink the, quote, employers that are statutory to get you and me to sign up a W-4 to volunteer. And that makes it okay. Really. And if we don't do that, well, the employer is so brainwashed because they're knee-deep into this stuff, they have not a frickin' clue what's going on, and they're scared spitless of the Internal Revenue criminals and the state revenue criminals. They don't bother to check it out, and they won't stand and fight. So they surrender. So therefore, by holding a gun to their head, of which they have no knowledge of why the gun is there, to do business in the, quote, states, we voluntarily sign a W-4. Also, we have to have the mark of the beast so we can make money and stay afloat. Isn't that just freaking damn special? The duty to withhold generally is imposed, or authority to withhold generally is granted with respect to the compensation. You see how they use the word compensation? Of employees who are residents of such state. Residents, no domicile. There we go. So now you can be a citizen of the United States and a resident of Minnesota, resident of whatever. There's the con. No domiciles, because you can't have a domicile, because that would preclude that. And they use compensation, which includes any type of tax, wages, anything, even license fees. I cannot wait to get my hands on what these agreements, what they're saying. Now, in this con, because see what they're doing is they're running up the a cost of all the cities, all the counties, and all the states. Because they're taking money out of yours and my pockets. Now, what do you suppose they do with it? Let me get over here and read this off. This is the other part of this. And this will get us into the Federal Court of Claims. These slimy little bastards, they think they're going to outsmart us. We're coming for them. Just wait. United States Code. 31, Section 321. Let's see what it says. The Secretary of the Treasury shall. This is 31 U.S.C. 321. For purposes of the federal income, estate, or gift taxes, property accepted under paragraph. Back in a minute.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here, and giving the overview of all you people out there that are listening that are so generous to sign up to donate money to the Secretary of the Treasury. My, what a bunch of generous people listening. Aren't you nice? Wow. Didn't realize Americans were so generous. 31 U.S.C. 321, the Secretary of the Treasury shall, and we go down to part of this, maintain separate accounts of taxes received from any state, territory, or possession, or collection district, with the accounting listing the kind of tax, and yada, 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 yada. Oh, and what can we do with it? Well, they can buy arms and ammunition required for the officers and employees of the department in carrying out their duties and powers. So we can arm these bastards. Yes, sirree. With our gifts. Oh, we continue on down, and it says here, for the purposes of income tax, estate, and gift taxes, property accepted under this paragraph shall be considered a gift or bequest to and for the use of the United States. Not United States of America, the United States, the constitutional side. So what we're doing out here, we have set up a con. And we're going to have all of the employers, because under this, the employment tax, not being employers, but we're not going to use Title 26. We're going to use just a little bit of it. And we're going to have agreements, between all of these counties, states, and all they have to do is just pass an ordinance, pass a state. Yeah, we want state incomes. Yeah, we want an income tax here. Yay, we're so, oh, God, we want to tax our people. Just pass something and then send up to the Secretary of the Treasury and they say, yeah, man, that's a good thing. These people love to volunteer. These are good Americans down there. But we're not going to tell them we have a contract behind the scenes. Isn't that a sweetheart deal? And then we're going to put them in jail. Because, you see, they didn't volunteer. Well, we didn't tell them that there was a contract. Did we? Isn't that just lovely? What kind of a government do we have? And are we to believe that some of these people high up don't know about this stuff? Somebody's got to know about it. You think? I think. That's why that judge in Rappard says the terms are irrelevant. They are. She's right on point. In Rappard's case in Minnesota for a state income tax because he didn't file a return. Of course, nobody bothered to tell him that there's a agreement between the state of Minnesota and the Secretary of Treasury. They left that part out. So I was looking at the latest nonsense of this stuff, started tracking it back to see where all this came from. But I was looking in the latest Federal Register here. Let me grab that one up here now. And they have changed the way they're doing it. So let me bring that up here. So I'm going to write up a thing, and I would highly recommend people get around and start questioning your local criminals and see what they're up to. They have a new subpart C. In this part, which I'm going to see what it is, which the secretary shall enter into with the state or blah, 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 which does not have an existing withholding agreement, the letter sent to the secretary of requesting to the commissioner of finance, financial management, department of treasury, blah, blah, blah. Letter shall be signed by the person authorized to bind contractually the state or city or county copies of all applicable state laws and county ordinances and implementing regulations, instructions and forms shall be enclosed. That a withholding agreement has been entered into with the date of the secretary's letter. So this is the procedure. So the secretary shall enter into with the state, city, or county, which does not have an existing withholding agreement with the secretary and wishes to enter an agreement, shall indicate any letter its consent to be bound by provisions of subpart C. I was looking for subpart C, and I haven't been able to isolate that out yet, but I'll find it. The letter shall be sent to the secretary by addressing a request to the assistant commissioner, federal finance, financial management service, we know they're involved in the IRS thing, Department of Treasury, 401 14th Street, Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20227. Thank you. Think we might want to send those folks a letter? Might want to send your state and your borough, your county, your city. I'd like a copy of this agreement that y'all have signed up for, where they have state income taxes and all this nonsense. I want to see it with all of the applicable state laws. Well, back in a minute.
Talk about something serious for a minute, your age. Getting old has its perks, but remember, being a few years younger You know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, well, we're back here. And the Secretary of Treasury shall not less frequently than annually make a public disclosure of the amount of the source and sources of the gifts and bequests received under this subsection. Oh, my golly, would I want to read that? Oh, man, do I want to read that. Oh, Smith, old Senator Murkowski, you B.I.T. whatever's... I'm coming. I want to have you send me this information. Do your duty. It's going to be fun. Yeah, I want to see where all this money is coming from and where it's all going. You think? Would that be a good thing? Seems to me like it'd be a good thing. And where do we find that? That's at the bottom of 31 U.S.C. 321, very last paragraph. Yeah. By the way, if you want any of this stuff that I'm quoting today, just send me an email. I'm going to be posting it on the, I'll be posting it on my IRS list and stuff. But if you want to get a copy of this and you're not on the list, why, let me know and I'll send you this thing. So you read it yourself. Don't believe anything I say. Never believe anybody. Check stuff out. This is their confessions. So I started to backtrack in this stuff when I got home, because I have all the statutes at large, which are all, by the way, on the internet too. But there's a person was at a retired police out of Florida funded all that for everybody else to get when we was in the Dan Metter group, thanks to him. So I have a copy of it, which was very expensive. And Beecraft, I think, was responsible for putting it on the internet. He took a copy. So what are we going to do about this? Let me just kind of cover the whole thing again, and then we'll go back into the source of this stuff and see. This is just, it just shocks the conscience. These senators and representatives, they're either mentally incapable or they're just totally corrupt. Which is it? I think they're corrupt. You cannot read this stuff and not understand. If they don't understand some of the stuff that we just talked about, what are they doing there? Of course, we got ones like Pelosi. Well, we got to pass it so we can find out what's inside of it. Now, there are like ones like that, or Maxine Waters. She couldn't read the script off of a thing where she's attacking Trump. Or Pelosi can't even figure out who the president is yet. There's some of those people up there that I'm telling you, I don't know how they get elected. Got to be corrupt. Or, I don't know. But what is the overview of this? Our state, quote, state income taxes, we don't have one in Alaska yet. But many states have state income taxes. They are piggybacked on the federal. You have to have a federal income tax. And, of course, what the good state of Minnesota said, well, you don't have to file a Form 1040. Just figure it out and use the computation off of that for your state income tax, which is by contract with the Secretary of the Treasury, of which terms are irrelevant, which is true. You don't have to be a taxpayer. You don't have to be anything for state income tax. They don't define the withholding agent like they do on the federal side, which is strictly for non-resident aliens, foreign corporations, or foreign organizations. And that's for any type of tax on the federal side. So they get around that by another hook or crook of this whole nonsense, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's not another contractual arrangement behind the scenes. We'll get there. But now we know the state income tax is most definitely tied in contract law. Now, stop and think about this. How does somebody have the authority to bind people to volunteer? That's what it says. You got to volunteer for it, but not disclose it. And you shall be bound. Who has that authority? You know, I kind of thought the legislature had some sort, or Congress had some sort of a play in making laws, but I guess they don't. Of course, why wouldn't they? Well, you see, when you apply for a benefit, there is no such thing as the legislature. It's gone out the window. We found that in the Gallon, Colorado, sent me up the 1914 words and phrases, and then I'll find it other places too. But you see, the legislature, when they make what's called private law, which is what these laws are because they are made by or citizens of the United States, and we've got that so many places now, the elective franchise of the several states is not in citizens of the United States. Citizen of the United States is a fiction made up in 1866 for the blacks to have the same rights as white citizens. It's codified today in 42 United States Code, 1981, 1982 is even clearer, and 1988. 42, look up 42 USC 1982. Look it up. Then they memorialized it in the 14th. Subject to. Yeah, it's subject to. See, we put a qualifier in there. Well, you got to volunteer because, see, we're going to dumb you guys down and we're going to rig the system. Subject 2 is a citizen of the United States and a resident. Can't have, there is no domicile there because, see, a citizen of the United States has no domicile and has no country. Isn't that amazing? How the hell did we get from where they started this country to that? Well, they used the Civil War as a scam. And, of course, in 1870, Congress had an epiphany. Oh, by the way, all you black folks, y'all don't need to have the same rights as white citizens. We'll just naturalize you, and you're equal in all respects. Oh, well, we forgot that 4 years early. We didn't know then. We had an epiphany come down from the Creator. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Can a person really make up stuff like this? And these people go along with it? They're evil. They're just pure damn evil. So now we go after people like Rappert and other people for state income tax. I know there's a person that I know in Idaho. Same damn thing. They're going after him for state income taxes. Making your life hell. They're withholding evidence. Spoliation of evidence. Withholding stuff. And they put you in jail. Or take your property. Because you don't know that somebody supposedly in these counties, boroughs, cities, state, that had the authority to bind without a law, without the legislature, without the city council. Somebody just sends off a letter to the Secretary of the Treasury and binds everybody to volunteer. And we hoodwink the, quote, employers, because we tell them we got to use the IRS form, W-4, and if you put in exempt, oh my God, you can't work here. Because I know better. Really. You got to volunteer. And if you don't volunteer, we're going to come and take your stuff and put you in jail. What a con. This information here, say, I cannot wait to draft the letters to the U.S. senators and representatives. I want to get a copy of all where all this money is going and where it all came from. And I want to get a copy from the Mat-Su Borough, which is a bunch of criminals. I can vouch for them. The city of Dillingham is another den of vipers. Where is your authority to get involved in all of this taking out money and sending it to the federales? I want to see who signed up for this. Who has that authority? Is the mayor? Is it the, I don't know, who in the hell is it? Who does it in the states? The governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of the, I don't know, Department of Revenue, somebody, I don't know. Who is it that thinks they have the authority to send a letter and bind every quote, person, ha-ha, or individual, ha-ha, which is a citizen of the United States or an alien, defined? Why doesn't it say a citizen of the several states? Where the hell do those people go? Oh, that's right. They keep getting us to sign up for benefits. And anytime you sign up for a benefit, you have no right to any court or any remedy or anything. And this stuff got its start back in the 1850s with the public rights doctrine. For people that are just federale folks. Public rights. This is what they say in, which I found in the appellate brief in the District of Columbia, the Kariski case. Is just an amazing case. If you haven't ever read it, boy, you ought to put that into your thing. There is so much information in there. The tax court does public rights without any judicial at all. It's strictly legislative and executive. Now, how in the hell did I lose my third branch? Oh, I signed up for it. I forgot about that. Everything I do, my driver's license, everything I do, voting, citizen of the United States, yep, under the penalties of perjury. Yep. I got to keep signing up that I don't want them unalienable rights from that damn creator. To hell with those unalienable rights. I want to go to Satan's law by man. Yep. That's what it is. You're giving up the unalienable rights from the creator. Well, what's left? Oh, we got this man's law over here where they're just conning us just by liars and liars and liars and more liars like Hillary, Obama, and Holder, and Lynch, and on and on and on it goes. And people support these liars. Now, that ought to shock somebody, but it doesn't seem to bother a lot of people. They're supporting known liars. What, pray tell, if you have any bit of common sense, critical logical thinking, would you listen to a liar? Would you put a liar in charge of your bank account? Would you put a liar in charge of you getting paid for where you're working? Would you want a liar to write laws for you? Really? And that's what's going on, and people are supporting them. I don't get it. I just really don't. But, of course, I don't get those people when Moses came down from the Ten Commandments, and they're down there building a golden calf when they had first-hand knowledge. Of course, the Creator wised them up real quick. He opened the earth and said, whoops, you gone. It's too bad we can't do that to a lot of these people. There's no salvation for them. They're either possessed by demons or they're just damn evil. I love what's going on in Hollywood. What a talk about a den of pedophiles and rapists. And they're pointing fingers at everybody else, and they're all just, it's just coming apart. All of these, quote, A-list actors and actresses. Really? What a nice bunch of folks you are. Boy, I tell you. The NFL, same thing. I'm done with football. You won't stand for the national anthem? I have no interest in your game. I hope it goes right down the tube. I don't know, they had a thing out today for people to not show up in the stadiums. I hope they don't, but there's a lot of people that still won't stand and fight. Why do we support these people that are so disrespectful of what we have? We have the greatest nation that this world has ever seen. Is it perfect? Of course not. But we got all of these people all on this racist, taking down the Confederate stuff. Those Confederate soldiers fought for states' rights. They weren't fighting for slavery. They were fighting for states' rights, but they don't teach that anymore. Slavery was a part of it, but it was states' rights. Are we going to fix all these things? Okay, he who cast the first stone is without sin. These people that are saying, oh, everything is racist. Are you sinless? Look at Martin Luther King. He was a damn communist, a womanizer, orgies, had to cheat to get his PhD. God, this is all documented. He was a piece of garbage. Yeah, he did a lot of good in some respects. Yeah, but he is no freaking damn hero. Not in my book, anyway. Especially to have a holiday in his name when we have presidents that don't. We used to. No, I don't think so. But it's politically correct. I'm sorry. Not going to happen. You're either an American or you're not. If you're African American, get the hell out of my life. You're either an American or not. If you're a Latino or Mexican or whatever the hell you want to be, carrying around somebody else's flag, what the hell are you doing in our country? Go back to where you came from. We have American citizens and citizens of the several states in this country. And you either join in or get the hell out. Islam, of course, can't assimilate. They never will. All they want to do is take over the country. We're so damn stupid, we're inviting them in. The churches are inviting them in. Why? Because they're getting paid money. Lutherans, Catholics, all these different relief, they're making money off of it. They've sold their souls for money. I don't go to church anymore. I don't need to go to church. Read the Bible, dang right. But I tell you what, I'm not going to go listen to some preacher try to send a whole bunch of hypocrisy or blasphemy down like that Peggy and some of these other people down in Texas. I mean, some of these people are so far out there. They're fooling people. It's blasphemy what they're doing. And they love citizens of the United States. Because, you see, you go in there and I give $100, then I get to write it off. Because I'm a 501c3. Whoa! Will they look at what Esau was all about? Esau sold his birthright for a bowl of porridge and some lentil beans. Right of inheritance in his birthright. They don't get it. They don't want to get it. That's what they keep conning us to do, is to sell our birthright. To be a citizen of the United States, but we always revert back to our inalienable rights from the Creator. That's why everything always has to be somewhere. There's always a, under the penalties of perjury. Why does a jury, a federal jury, have to state their status before the jury, a jeopardy attaches? It has to be on the record. Why would they have to do that? Why doesn't anybody object to it? Well, they don't know. State of Alaska, same thing. That's how I used to get these things thrown out. They all swear in to be a citizen of the United States. Usually they put it in reverse. Is there anybody here not a citizen of the United States? Back in a minute.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer.
Okay, well, we're back here. And next hour, I'm going to trace back how they did this. But this is what they're doing. We have, behind the scenes, agreements that somebody in all these state, counties, cities, whatevers, have send a letter to the Secretary of the Treasury, and somehow that binds everybody that we can volunteer for state income taxes and the federality nonsense. Isn't that just damn special? people have chased the 16th Amendment. Well, guess what? We don't need that if you somebody behind the scenes. But the question is, who has that authority? Who can do that? You see, the legislature, when they step out of being their constitutional side, and they start making private law, which is the hook. Private law then means they have stepped into becoming a judge. Things are adjudicated. Well, how can that be? Well, how did they do that? It's really not overly complicated, because what they do is you're asking for a special benefit. So they say you have to exhaust your administrative remedies. All of these administrative remedies already have a predetermined solution. Just takes you a while to get there. You're screwed. On some of them, they say, well, we don't even have to allow you to go to court. Well, just say you're screwed. Shut the hell up and take your benefit. It's all predetermined through administrative law. It's called the headless fourth branch of government. I got that out of the FDR research book of 1937. If you haven't seen it, I'll email it to you. I broke it down into four sections, so it can be emailed. It's shocking. And it says right in there, before whatever Congress does to the, quote, individual citizen, there has to be rulemaking. Really? Can you believe that there has to be rulemaking? You see, that's the only way Congress can reach you and me. We have to frickin' sign up for it to be a citizen of the United States, and then they, the administrative state, all three branches are in the administrative state, says so in the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946. They have control of our lives. But we can bitch, take them to court, but if we have standing, they make a proposed rule, a final rule comes back, and then Congress has 6 months to up and down it, and they say, oh, well, that's pretty good. The guys are doing good, and we're done. Because we signed up for it. And what's even more amazing now, the frickin' states, counties, and boroughs, and cities, they're signing us up for this stuff. But we have to volunteer for it. Yeah, you want to go to work for the state, you volunteer. You want to go to work for Apple or any of these other companies, whatever, you have to volunteer. Yeah, right. Here comes the old W-4. That's a hell of a way to volunteer. And if you don't do it, you don't get to work. What a way to volunteer. This is the old Star Chamber, really smart. Trilemma. Incriminate yourself. Do it under the penalty of perjury. And the third part, if you don't, we find you contempt, take your property, or put you in the pokey. It's really brilliant, actually. Why is it the state income tax in Title 26? Why is it hidden over in Title 31 under finance? Well, you wouldn't want it in Title 26 because somebody might trip across it. I cannot wait to get my hands on that agreement from somewhere. And it'll give me about 30 minutes, and I'll tell you what, all hell is going to break loose in this country. Back in a minute.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. Angioprim. angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.